Lamont Paris, the coach of the UTC Mocs, coming off a 20-win season. Always appreciate Lamont joining us. How are you today?
I was able to get in the gym with our guys and do some work today, so I'm in a great mood. I can't be possibly be in a bad mood.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Hey, yeah. First off, how much is Mark Wiedmer paying you? Because when he has a column, you're his go-to guy. You've got to be getting some kind of cut of weeds from Weeds of Salary.
I just thought it was out of despair. I thought when you get to the bottom of a barrel and you need something, then you got to come talk to me. So I don't know, but he does a good job. I'll say some crazy things and he makes them sound good. So.
All right, you had we brought this up a couple of times yesterday. The column on the latest column he did on the social injustice and just what you talked mm-hmm. to your players about and self-preservation being so important, complying with
yep.
officers. I love the quote, "If you're wronged, we'll work on that later." We talked yesterday on the show, Lamont. I mean, there have been instances of resisting arrest leading to more trouble. And we were kind of talking on the show yesterday where we've got to improve is the fact that I can be driving down the road in my car, minding my own business, and you can be driving down the road, minding your own business. And there's a greater shot of folks just letting me go. And you may not have that same situation.
Yeah. I think a big problem is that, there are just differences in the entire process from your chance of getting pulled over versus my chance of getting pulled over for both of us doing nothing. Both of our chances of getting pulled over for having a taillight out or actually not turning with our blinker on, something so minor that they normally would let go. My chances are higher of getting pulled over. Okay. Now let's say that we both do get pulled over. The reaction from when you say, "Well, what the hell did you stop me for?" To the reaction when I say the same exact thing. If both of us refuse to show a license, which we have the right to do, right? We have the right to do that. If we both do that, we neither should do that. We both should. Everyone, I think, should have the faith and the trust that these guys have a hard, hard, difficult job. That we should comply. I think in general purposes, we should comply because we have trust. But let's say we both don't. Let's say we both are out of the car. Let's say we both. I think in every single scenario, the response that you get versus the response that I get are absolutely not the same. And while all those are wrong, the fact that all those are different reactions are wrong, the ultimate ones are when you get into a hostile situation, then the depth of those and the impact of those decisions is life-threatening for me, not so much typically for you. And that's where it's more obvious that these differences are taking place.
Well said. All right, let's get to college hoops. What is the latest? I saw where the NCAA could be looking at November 25th or a December 4th starting date. What is the latest on that front?
Yeah, I think September 16th is when they're going to make the vote on what we're ultimately going to do with that. And so, until then, we're still just preparing and we've had a good frame of mind with what we're doing. We're just happy to be back in there. I constantly remind the guys, hey, remember 4 months ago when we couldn't even find a hoop to shoot on our own? Hey, how lucky are we? And then we bring it in and we get ready to go to work. And so, that's our mindset. I think it's been a good mindset. If we play, that's great. But we haven't put so much pressure on it that if something crazy happens and we don't, it's going to be hard, but it won't be the end of the world or if it gets delayed. But we'll find out here in a couple of weeks ultimately what we do. My gut says we'll definitely push it back to one of those dates. And, if we feel comfortable enough that it'll at least give us a better chance to feel comfortable enough with either the testing or some sort of therapeutic or I don't see that the that a virus is going to come out. I mean, that a vaccine is going to come out at that point. But I think it gives you a chance to maybe by December 4th, we figure out, hey, here's how it happens with this testing. We can get this, 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 and this. A guy's out for a couple weeks, 1 week, and then he's back in, and we normalize it to some degree potentially. I'm not sure.
I will say this, Lamont. When I saw those two dates, I got pretty excited because I was like, that – I mean, when we were growing up, these were typically the starts, you know? And, I mean, it wasn't that long ago where Thanksgiving weekend was when you'd have these big tournaments, whether they were out in Hawaii or up in New York City or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, even a December 4th start would seem to have a lot of normalcy to it. And yes, it's a pushback, but it's not a big one.
Yeah, no question. I think that would be something that everyone would once December 4th hit, you'd be in pretty much normal mode. You'd be, hey, turn on TV, there are basketball games on, you would feel a lot more normal. It's not like, if you move football to that time or now all of a sudden every college football game you see has snow on the ground when that normally doesn't happen, right? So I think it's a relatively normal adjustment, and one that's not going to be so crazy that's going to seem like you're doing something abnormal. So, yeah, I think both of them are good. I hope that we can be in position to where we feel good enough about what's going on in our communities across the country that we can move forward with, playing college basketball.
What's the latest on the bubble front? I mean, we've all seen it work in the National Hockey League and the NBA. Is there any type of bubble potential that college basketball could employ?
We've talked, I think they've had conversations about bubbling for certain things. I've heard the concept of bubbling for your non-conference games. I know Calipari at Kentucky had said, these games are called guarantee games. If we play Kentucky, we don't go there just for the fun of it. They pay us a lot of money to go there and play. So, and at the same time, in some of these tournaments that you mentioned, high major teams are playing other high major teams. So could you find a scenario where you had three high major teams and three mid-major teams that all met up, and then all those three high school or high major teams would play and get two high major games, and all the mid-major games would get two bye games in there too? And, so I think that's one concept that's been floated around. I think bubble for the tournament's another concept. I think mass bubbling, I don't think we have the resources to do that throughout. With 360 college teams, travel is going to be different for all of them. University size and regulations on every university is going to be completely different. So I think it's hard to really ensure that the bubble is a real true bubble like they can do in the NBA or some of these other sports. But the concept in a small scale has been floated out there.
You're listening to Lamont Twentywin Paris, coach of the UTC Basketball Mox, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Always a pleasure, 2020. I just a quick tangent. If you and I were talking a year ago and I'd ask you, what in the world are you talking about with mass bubbling, would you like be trying to explain a John Chaney defense to me?
Probably a year ago. It's crazy. It's just a crazy, crazy, crazy deal. John Chaney, what a character.
Well, along the what a character, unless you're Calipari. I thought he was going to slit his throat that one night.
That's one of the best ones in history if people haven't seen it. And you could say that stuff back then.
Oh,
you can't
absolutely.
Say that stuff now.
No. Now everybody gets canceled.
And I think both guys knew it. I think both guys knew that he was serious.
Yes. Yes, sir, he was serious.
I mean, he screamed, "I'm going to kill you." Right?
Yes, he did. Yeah. And I think everybody in the room was going, "He's not joking.
I'll kill you. They're like, "We better keep him away. We don't want to have a homicide here."
And that's good. That's a good goal almost every day, 2020. You know what I'm saying?
It is. That should be everybody's goal on a regular basis.
Did you have a relationship, Coach? Did you have a relationship with John Thompson?
I did not. I met him once. I talked with him just briefly in passing at a Final Four once when I was just a couple years out of school and I just started coaching. John Thompson and Georgetown in general was a huge influence in my and how I viewed basketball. It was what basketball, college basketball was in my mind, was Georgetown basketball and John Thompson. I thought that that's what college basketball was about. And I lived in Ohio, and the Big Ten's a great basketball and football conference. And, you know, so I drank a little of that Kool-Aid on the football side. I was a big time Ohio State football guy, but for basketball, it was John Thompson and Georgetown. Just the players that they had, the way that they played, I wanted to play for Georgetown. It was my number one goal in life was to play for Georgetown.
But you didn't want to get in a fight with Michael Graham on that 84 team.
No. None of those guys. Or was it Horace Broadnack?
Yeah. Now established that nobody needs to mess with Michael Graham and John Chaney in a press conference.
No way, man. Guys were tough back then, too. They were actually tough.
Well, and they were 23-year-old grown men. I mean, they stuck around.
They were.
So, Coach.
Yeah, in the Big East, especially in the Big East.
Oh, my word.
It was football played without pads and used a round ball instead. That was a physical league back then.
It was, Coach. I'm curious about the and it's funny you mentioned that because David and I sometimes talk about the changing of the game. I can remember racing home in the 80s for Big Monday because whether it was Pearl Washington in Syracuse or Jerome Lane in Pitt or any of those guys through the years, how do you even factor in the change now that you've got all these elite? And I know UTC certainly not fighting with Will Wade. I've seen your budget. There's no way you can recruit against Will Wade. But I said it, Coach. You ain't got to.
There you go.
These guys that are now like skipping it to go to the G League, is this mm-hmm. even something you could have imagined 25 years ago?
It's an interesting route to go that way. And, I don't have anything against it. I remember a long time ago, I used to be against one and done, a long time ago, or I wasn't against one and done. This was before one and done was happening. I was against going straight from high school to the pros. Right. Then I said, if there was some guy that was an incredible computer whiz, but he hated science, hated biology, hated any of that stuff, all the other stuff he got to do in college. Yeah, English, right? And Bill Gates wanted to hire that guy for a $5 million signing bonus and guarantee him $1.5 million a year. You think anybody would say, oh, you shouldn't leave college to do that. You should stay in college and get your degree. No one would say that. Same with a pianist or a cellist, artist, an actor. No one would ever say it's only athletes, right? It's only athletes because people think about, oh, well, you're not smart if you're doing that, and why would you do it? Like, this is an opportunity they have. So anyway, that changed me when I thought about that. It changed my mind on that. Now I'm more inclined to, instead of having one and done, just go back again from high school to right to the NBA. The NBA did that because, by and large, guys weren't ready. It's a minority of people that ever make it to the NBA, and the number of people that can do it out of high school, that's a minority of minority of minority. Such a small percentage that can do that. That's why the NBA instituted that policy, not the NCAA. But I'd be more inclined just to have it to where, hey, if you wanna out of high school, you think you're good enough to go get paid, go get paid. Do that. We encourage it, right? Whether that's here, whether that's in the NBA or the G League or playing overseas. If that, you don't have to go. Why should we force you to go to college?
Amen,
think
Coach.
About that.
Amen.
Why should we force someone to go to college? They want to go play or work a job.
Absolutely.
Their job happens to be basketball. But if you want to go work a job right out of high school, more power to you. You should do that. Pursue that.
You're listening to UTC Basketball. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, then you get the right guys in college. The guys in college then are more inclined to want to be in college.
He's now he went from 21 to Preacher 2020.
Oh, no doubt. You're listening to UTC Basketball Coach Lamont Paris here on Press Row. Hey, couple more real quick for you. I know you'd love to have Coach Cal's recruiting budget and the players he gets coming in there, but let's face it, he's in an interesting point right now. You had Keon Brooks the other day who wants Rupp Arena changed, saying in regards to Adolph Rupp what his name is and what that's connected to. How do you think Coach Cal goes about this situation?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard. It's hard because you start. It can be a slippery slope to go down. Where does it stop? It's hard. It's hard for me to say that. That they should change that name. That's a hard one. It's a very difficult one. And my guess is that he'll be lobbying maybe for that, but it's a very, very, very difficult and sensitive situation. That was what it was, and it happened. I don't think you're necessarily. I find that different, a little different than some of these figures. If you fought in a civil war for the Confederates, I mean, you were willing to die so that certain rights were not achieved in this country for certain people. I'm willing to die for that. That's a little different. I think that's a little different. I think that glorifying that is probably offensive to so many people, black and white. But, I think as you start to get to just the person that, are you going to go with every single human being and look at what they believed? We all know some racists, just the fact, right? I know some people that don't typically like black people that accept me because I'm the basketball coach at UTC. There are some of those that are out there. So are we to really evaluate what every single person thought about black people? It just can be a slippery slope to go down if we really start doing that.
All right, we've only got about a minute left. We got to wrap this up with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, ready to play?
Let's go. Let's go.
Favorite Chadwick Boseman movie?
I'd say it has to be Black Panther.
Better college basketball player, Patrick Ewing or Ralph Sampson?
Patrick Ewing.
Your favorite college? Who was your first favorite college basketball coach?
John Thompson, sure.
The college basketball loss that made you the most upset as a fan?
As a fan?
Yeah, because we know Chris Chioza broke your heart as a coach.
Then it would have been the 85. It would have been the 85 national championship. Georgetown lost in 85 national championship.
All right.
Coach, great stuff as
the
always.
Villanova.
Yep. Lamont, thank you so much. Always entertaining. You know we could keep you on a full hour, but we have these things called breaks we have to take.
I know.
Always enjoy having
paid. You. Got to get paid.
Yeah.
Anytime, guys. Guys, I'm loving life. I'm back in the gym. I'm loving life. I'm doing intermittent fasting. I got my mind in the right place. But my day is enhanced, even with all that going on. My day's enhanced by spending this 20 minutes with you guys.
Awesome. Coach, thank you. Always enjoy having you. Lamont Paris, the coach of UTC, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.